Consider you yourself the most exalted master of mystic power. You know the spiritual science perfectly well. You are the most exalted of all living sentients, and you have descended for the benefit of all human society. You have come to be spiritual knowledge, and you are a direct representative of the humanity, the incarnation of God, and a particularly person of knowledge. I am therefore asking you, O spiritual master, what is the most secure shelter? As Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, Yogi Nam, the son of Aishan, Mantra Kanda, Vanta, Nam, Saravan, Vajitaya, Saranayi, Tatama, Vata. Of all yogis, he who abides in you, great faith, worshipping you in transcendental love and service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. Sarabhat was a perfect yogi. He was formerly the emperor of Paramahansa, and he is now the most exalted personality in the world of sages, and the master of all mystic power. Although Sarabhat was an ordinary living entity, he had inherited all the knowledge given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Kingdom. He could therefore be taken directly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed by Srila Vishwanatha in his stances to the spiritual master, Shatsat Kamikamas in his response to that. The exalted personality of Jayapal is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he fully represents the Lord to do knowledge of all of us. Jayapal is herein accepted as the direct representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he was imparting knowledge on behalf of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Maharaj Yudhoyama concluded that it was appropriate to ask him about Vaikuntha, the spiritual science. Kaya Jaya Kamsa Yudhu Vivaha said, this Vedic injunction is also conferred herein. If anyone is at all interested in knowing the spiritual science, Vaikuntha Kamsa, I must approach the Guru of Vaikuntha. Very interesting kind of like parallel discussions going on here. That the position of Jayapal we've been looking at up to now, because he hasn't spoken before, he's just not speaking. So we knew from the beginning that he's believed in the person. But we need to think of thought as parallels to the other side, that Yehuda, who is a trained cook, and discussed before in the kingdom of the Lord, and therefore knew how to deal, as we saw before, with material character, with strong, and everything that he was questioning how he was chastising. But now we can see is that he can understand what is transcendental position. And so now the other side is being discussed about his position as a representative of the Lord as well. So those are these things function, but now how does this work? In other words, we look at others and the human is still drawn out. We look at ourselves, how it's being discussed about Jeremiah's position to maintain human cultural spirits. If we reverse things, which is, of course, the popular position, then that would be even more dangerous. Ignorance reverses things. So that means either being finding fault and seeing your person is not being quite literally with us. So this is one thing we should note here, is that we should have to be very careful about these things, because what we're dealing with is something very special to the previous performance. Service of people cannot understand this as spiritual. Yes, again, they can take something personal, but it makes it happen to be a deeper truth. And if I am going to be the subject of the spoken, I will be able to come about it. So I have to be very, very careful that being in the nature of high degree personalities, that we don't then fall into the trap of taking everything as completely ordinary. Because otherwise, then we're what the Vedic philosophy is. serve. That's The sacrifice is the principle. And Thank you.